Joining us from New York City now is Carrie Leahy, senior economist at Deutsche Bank Securities. Welcome to the program once again.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about Alan Greenspan, inflation, and first the title of today's lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal, Gradual Greenspan. To people who follow monetary policy closely, what makes Alan Greenspan Gradual Greenspan?
Well, the Fed chairman Greenspan has been fond of making gradual, well-advertised moves since he's been running the Fed in 1987. And most of the hikes he's made have been of the 25 basis point variety, maybe interrupted by 50 or 75 basis point moves, meaning a half or three quarters of a percentage point. But he's a gradual kind of guy, wants to move at a moderate pace. And then in some sense, he checks each time the Fed meets. And the Fed meets eight times a year. And at each meeting, he checks the pulse of the economy. And if the economy can handle another rate increase, he'll raise rates another gradual 25 basis points.
So his style, his gift, is the ability to raise interest rates by only a quarter percentage point, but at the same time put out an accompanying message that lets people perhaps assume there'll be a couple more such increases and then plan accordingly?
Absolutely. The Fed is trying to give themselves an escape clause, saying that, gee, we weren't surprised that job creation finally picked up this year. Economists like myself have been promising that for well over a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. And so the economy can take the rate hikes. What was a surprise was the sharp pickup in inflation, the reversal of the disinflation of the last 2 years. No one said deflation in the last couple of months, and so that specter has gone away. So the Fed is saying we may need to move faster in case inflation becomes more of a problem, but they're telling the marketplace that that avenue we don't really want to have to take, and we may not have to take it, but if we do have to take it, we'll take it.
What do you think? Has Mr. Greenspan and the Fed, have they been too gradual, too late in doing something about inflation?
No. It was only in the last 3 months that we got job growth figures that were strong enough to tell the Fed that the economy can handle the rate increases. So I don't think the Fed is behind the curve at all.
Let me ask you a question about inflation. From January through May, consumer prices rose at an annual rate of 5.1%. When we sit at our daily staff meeting here, the 20-somethings among us have no experience of prices rising like that. And I just wonder, do economists assume that people who have never known inflation will behave the same way in the face of inflation as people who, say, remember the days when coffee rose so fast in price you couldn't afford it anymore?
It's certainly possible. I can remember the days that they had to pencil in the lines on the restaurant menus because prices were rising so rapidly in the 70s. It's going to be hard to deal with what you might call nominal sticker price shock. I can't believe the fact I got to pay $1.75 for a Pepsi when I bought it for a nickel when I was a kid. So I think it's going to take some getting used to actually see prices rising at any great rapidity. But for the next 3 to 5 years, I'd be stunned if inflation was running more than 3 to 3.5% per year.
Alan Greenspan has a lot to do with having controlled inflation. Do we see the outlines of his legacy as a central banker taking shape here?
Absolutely. He would like to be the longest running central banker, which would take him to mid-2006. And I think he was always afraid that on his tombstone he would be known as not as good as Volcker, who was his predecessor at the Fed. But right now, I think the jury says that he's at least as good as Volcker was. And the combination of the two in taming inflation is a tremendous legacy to leave the American people as we go forward into this new century.
I'm just curious what you make of what we heard the economist Joel Naroff say in Jim Ziroli's report. That the Fed's accompanying statement today can be read as a statement that all the basic problems facing the economy are really behind us right now. Do you agree with that judgment?
Not quite. I think it's the ultimate validation that the economy's got legs and has a self-sustaining recovery, but we have extremely large leverage, meaning high debt-to-income levels for consumers, and there's a lot of leverage out there in the mortgage market, so we can't even measure. So we have a lot of problems to face. We have large budget deficits. We have large trade deficits, and it's not going to be an easy solution to that problem, but the Fed is probably going to set up a platform of low inflation to give us some sustainable growth so we can deal with those problems.
Well, Carrie Leahy, senior economist at Deutsche Bank Securities, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, as always.